Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The repairman who revealed Hunter Biden's laptop is now suing Adam Schiff, CNN, Politico, and the Daily Beast. Get him. That's what I have to say about that, and I hope he gets paid an insane amount of money. The Delaware computer repairman who blew the whistle on the Hunter Biden laptop has now filed a multi-million dollar defamation suit against Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, CNN, the Daily Beast, Politico, saying they falsely accused him of peddling Russian disinformation. The former shop owner decided to fight back after losing his business and being harassed for 18 months by big tech, the media, and Delaware locals in President Biden's home state. Quote, after fighting to reveal the truth, all I want now is for the rest of the country to know that there was a collective and orchestrated effort by social and mainstream media to block a real story with real consequences for the nation. This was collusion led by 51 former pillars in the intelligence community and backed by words and actions of a politically motivated DOJ and FBI, he continued. I want this lawsuit to reveal that collusion and, more importantly, who gave the marching orders.
To many of you, by the way, that have just found our podcast, don't forget to hit that subscribe or auto download button so you get this podcast every day.
Joining me to talk about this, and this is a significant move for this man, and a way to not only just clear his name, but also show how corrupt all of this has been with Hunter Biden in the story, is U.S. Senator from Tennessee, Bill Hagerty. Senator, I appreciate you coming on to talk about this, because you actually have a Hunter Biden op-ed that you published, and it questioned the Attorney General Merrick Garland about it in a hearing as well. And you talked about this in the op-ed. You now see that this man is fighting back. Clearly, they came after him. They orchestrated this attack And now he's trying to say, okay, I'm going to get my life back and I'm going to show what they did to me. You talk about how much of an abuse of power this really has been from the government standpoint, looking the other way on Hunter Biden. And now you're talking to Garland directly saying, hey, what are you guys doing over there? Bring everybody up to date where we are now, at least when it comes to Congress.
This is a story that's getting hotter by the minute. And the shop owner is just one of the many victims in all of this. As you mentioned, I questioned Attorney General Garland last week about this. The conflicts of interest are abundantly clear here. This is a massive cover-up. And you think about the reputation of the shop owner whose livelihood was destroyed. I don't think the radical left cares about whose lives they destroy. It's all about their narrative, and it's all about accomplishing, you know, one objective, a hatred-filled objective in so many cases. And in this case, you've got criminal tax charges and money laundering charges that are now being undertaken against Hunter Biden. They were underway at that point in time. And they were willing to go ahead and bury the shop owner's reputation. Really, the whole goal was to win in 2020. And suppressing this information that might have been very meaningful in the minds of voters, that's what this was all about. And they were willing to use any tool, any tactic available. It's disgraceful. I appreciate what the shop owner is doing in terms of bringing this to bear, and I'm going to do everything I can to continue to shed light on this. I actually used the phrase that a famous Tennessee senator used at a different point in time during the Watergate investigations. And that was, what did the president know and when did he know it?
You know, it's very clear that I think the president of the United States of America lied to the American people and has continued to lie. And the White House press secretary has continued to lie from the podium saying that Hunter Biden's never discussed his business dealings with his father. They never talked about it. We now know that his business partner came to the White House more than 20 times that we know of at this point for meetings with Joe Biden, Joe Biden staff members, clearly working on business. Is there going to be any accountability for that? Because that it means that I think it's most people can connect the dots. It means that people within the Biden crime family were selling access to the White House.
Yeah, they were running the operation right out of the White House. It's clear to anybody that looks at it. And if you think that they're going to be able to pull this over the eyes of the American public, that's not true. The question is, can we hold them to account in the eyes of the law? And that's going to be very hard to do until after November, because we're going to have to take control of the House and the Senate again. When Adam Schiff is allowed to run roughshod over people's rights, and if you've got these farcical procedures going on right now with this so-called January 6th commission, which is just nothing but another witch hunt to distract for the 2022 elections here, then, you know, you've got the Democrats in full display. They're not serious about getting to the bottom of anything. It's all about deflection. It's all about controlling the elections. So once we get control back, and I think that we will, Ben, we're going to be able to hold these guys to account.
Let's talk about a special prosecutor here. I'm not a big fan of special prosecutors. I think they've been weaponized and used too often in many cases. However, with Garland, he still is not put forth, and I think he clearly should, a special counsel to really look into this. Garland should appoint one. I don't think that he will. What power does the Senate have to basically force that hand to happen? And does it take a Republican majority in November to get really anything done?
I pressed him hard last week about it and the criteria that he would use to evaluate whether to appoint a special counsel. I mean, if you think about the conflicts here, I'm with you, Ben. I think the special counsel power has been abused and weaponized too many times in the past. But if you think about the conflict of interest, you've got the president's own family under investigation. You've got the president, who is the boss of the attorney general, basically telling the attorney general through the media and directly, my son did nothing wrong. You know, I asked Garland, I said, what if the president were to call you into the Oval Office and tell you that his son did nothing wrong? Would that be appropriate under these circumstances? He said, absolutely not. Well, I said, well, in essence, he's doing the same thing by having his chief of staff go on TV, by having the White House press secretary come on TV and saying the same things. How do you deal with that conflict of interest? And I said, how would you then think through appointing a special counsel? He just deflected and would not answer. When the Republicans take charge, we're going to have control of their budget. And we're going to be able to put a lot more pressure on the attorney general.
You know, an ex-prosecutor said that Hunter Biden special counsel at this point, he believes, quote, is a must. Andrew McCarthy explained to the Hill newspaper in his words, quote, there is a bulletproof case for the appointment of a special counsel under regulations that are supposed to bind the Justice Department. Millions of dollars allegedly poured into the Biden family from foreign sources tied to corrupt and authoritarian governments. And Joe Biden had to know his son was trading on his political influence. Since the controlling federal regulations dictate that a special counsel must be appointed, the longer Garland fights it, the more it increases suspicion that the president's hands may not be clean. Do you believe, based on what you have seen, is there any way possible that the president could have not known that his son, his brother, his sister were trading on the family name, that he was playing golf with business associates, that he had his son traveling on airplanes to meet with top officials in not only Ukraine, but in China, getting billions of dollars in loans, and also in Mexico, having meetings, taking pictures of these people in the lobby of these hotels where they were going? I mean, the list of things that he would have had to be stupid to not understand what was happening. Having meetings with Bobulinski and others in L.A. Is there any conceivable way, Senator, that you think that the president's line that I didn't know anything was happening is possible at this point?
No, I don't think it's possible in any way. And any person with a business background like me knows that. There is no way that Joe Biden could not have known this, dealing with all of Hunter's business associates. And when you say Hunter was on planes, he was on taxpayer-funded planes, Air Force Two, flying to China, meeting with Hunter's business partners that then set up, you know, a company that probably put billions of dollars into, at least under the control of Hunter Biden, and millions into his pocket, you know, right after, as President Biden met with Xi Jinping. Right after that, it was announced that Hunter then divested his interest in this company that he owned in partnership with the Chinese Communist Party entities. How much profit did he make? You know, when did he sell it exactly? Nobody knows, except these meetings are all happening in very close proximity to access that people were able to obtain to Joe Biden. It's very clear this is a pay-to-play type of operation. It's a criminal operation. Again, Hunter is already under criminal investigation, but it doesn't stop at Hunter. It goes all the way to the big guy, because the big guy is the source of the access. That's the source of the power. And that, frankly, is the reason why a company like Burisma would pay someone with no experience like Hunter Biden $1 million a year. You know, why is Hunter Biden getting checks for millions of dollars from the mayor of Russia's wife? This is way too hard to explain unless you realize what's really happening here, and that's access.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again, and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You're a former ambassador, and you understand how decisions made in the U.S. can affect foreign policy probably more than a lot of other senators just because of that experience. And when I look at what's happening in Russia, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening with China right now, and knowing that, and we saw this audio that came out of Hunter Biden taping a sexual encounter with a Russian prostitute. He forgot to turn that laptop off that was recording him. That video has now come out talking to that prostitute about how Russians had stolen another one of his laptops. If it had anything close to what the laptop he left in this repair shop had on it, there could be a treasure trove of information the Russians could use to blackmail the president and to blackmail the president's family. How much does it concern you that our foreign policy is being dictated by quite possibly blackmail? Because in his own words, he's like, yeah, the Russians, this Russian guy, they got my laptop. It's gone. They stole it from me. He's telling this to a Russian prostitute. This has got to be, from a national security standpoint, something that should independently be investigated.
Ben, it's deeply concerning. And this White House seems to have no qualms about national security issues. Look, I had to go through and get a top secret security clearance. I had to go through the process of being cleared to do the job I did in the previous administration. You have to have a security clearance to do that. It's a lot of work that goes into it. One of the things they look at is whether you could potentially be subject to some type of undue foreign influence. And this is clearly one of those situations. It's a disqualifying, it's a disqualifying point. If that were uncovered, somebody would not get their clearance to serve in a given administration. And here you have the big guy, that is obviously, at least with this evidence, got real questions. It goes all the way to the top about whether he should even qualify to be, to have access to the type of information you need a president to access to make critical decisions, because he could be compromised with blackmail, as you say. The type of information that these other governments may have, you think about the Chinese Communist Party controlled entities that are Hunter's partners. Who knows what's transpired between these companies and what they have on Joe Biden and his family. And when you trace it all the way back to Joe Biden's expenses that have been covered by Hunter, it gets way too close to a company.
I want to get to what's going on at the border. We clearly have a border crisis, and the Biden administration created this crisis on purpose. This is not a surprise to them. I think people need to understand this. They wanted a fully open border. They wanted to undo everything that was working at the border. Under Trump to stop things like this from happening with an onslaught of illegal immigrants coming across the border. They know that fentanyl is coming across the border at record numbers, more than enough to kill every American on a regular basis, which, again, is scary. They don't care. They know that the fentanyl is coming from, and the chemicals are coming from China directly, the drug cartels in Mexico. And this is putting an entire country at risk, more than we've ever seen, because of how deadly, how lethal fentanyl is. Then you've got these rules that were put in place under the Trump administration with COVID that you made for you to be able to expedite people and send them back to the country of origin they came from very quickly. They want that to end because they want another onslaught of illegal immigrants coming into America. This is all being done by design. And some people, I think, have really missed that boat, senators. They don't realize this isn't because they're stupid. This is their game plan. And when you see where they're wanting to move forward with this, and we know that the Border Patrol is saying they're not just overrun, but it's a humanitarian crisis. What can Congress do? What can you guys do to stop this and say no? Because this is being done deliberately on purpose by the Democratic Party and the president.
Well, you've hit it very well. And people often ask me, why do they allow this to happen? I led a group down early last month, a group of Tennessee sheriffs and mayors, to see exactly what was happening, to help them see what was happening, because they continually tell me, Ben, that each month is worse than the month before it in Tennessee in terms of the number of overdoses and the number of deaths from drug overdoses in their counties, in their cities in Tennessee. I mean, every town is a border town right now. Most of those overdoses by far are fentanyl related. Again, fentanyl coming from communist China through Mexico in partnership with the Mexican drug cartels, pumping it straight into the towns and cities across our nation. And the number one cause of death in America for young people between the ages of 18 and 45 right now is drug overdose. Can you believe this? Drug overdose has now become the number one cause of death. Over 100,000 people killed just last year through drug overdoses. And the Biden administration wants to look the other way as this massive flow of illicit drugs comes across the border. Why is it happening? Why are we allowing this to happen? Well, as a business person, I always look and say, what are the incentives here? Who benefits from this? Well, you might say that the large corporate donors like to see, you know, a flood of pressure coming in on the lower wage earners that's flooding across the border that may keep wages down. That could perhaps be one incentive, one motivation. You look at the donor base there of corporate America and the Democrats and how close that may be. But I think the other thing is it really takes a little more explanation. But if you think about where these sanctuary cities are located, then, you know, we've all heard about sanctuary cities in America, but where are they located? They're located in states where Democrats control the state legislatures. And when you get to the next census, a census that determines the number of congressional seats and the number of electoral votes based on the number of people, not citizens, but the number of people in a given state. And then those states can reallocate those seats based on what the state legislature says. It begins to add up for you, doesn't it? This
Sure.
is about power. And they're willing to undertake, you know, 100,000 deaths and overdoses, a massive humanitarian crisis at the border. I mean, we saw young children, young women that had obviously been abused. They've been on journeys that have taken them one or two months to get from, you know, whatever home country they have across that border. The national security crisis, Ben, when I was down there in early April, they had already encountered 157 different nationalities at that border since Joe Biden took office and collapsed our border. The number is now up to 164 different nationalities. Here we are in early May. I mean, it's an incredible national security crisis that they are willing to endure just to change the math. But that's where you look at the incentives, is to change the math in America on the electoral side.
It is to fundamentally change the math and to change the way that our elections, the outcomes, I guess you'd say, of our elections. And it's putting illegal immigrants and people that are breaking the law ahead of the American citizens. And this administration, I had this debate the other day with somebody about the president's mind. They're like, look, the president, he's not trying to bring drugs into this country. I said, I think the president is tone deaf to what drugs do to a family. And I used his son as the example. I think it's sad. I think Joe Biden took advantage of his son's addiction problems, Hunter Biden, and exploited them because he could do things that his brother wouldn't do and make money because he knew his son had an addiction and needed a mass amount of cash to keep those addictions up. He didn't try to stop his son from getting cash from all these deals, trading off his name. He exploited it. And I really think they looked at it as almost like an alibi. And we've seen this. We saw his sister do an interview just the other morning on a Sunday morning show talking about, you know, how they're rooting for Hunter and he's had this addiction problem and really laying out their case. They're going to claim he didn't know what he was doing in Ukraine. He didn't know what he was doing in Russia. He didn't know what he was doing in Mexico. He didn't know what he was doing in China because he was such an addict. They're exploiting his addiction. So I don't trust Joe Biden to stop the flow of fentanyl in the United States of America because he wouldn't even stop his son's addiction. In fact, I argue that they used it and exploited it to make more money off their son while he was an addict.
It's such a sad situation. And you can't get Joe Biden to go to the border either. They won't even confront it. They won't even look it in the eye. Joe Biden hasn't been to the border. Kamala Harris went to El Paso, 1,200 miles away from where I was in the Rio Grande where this is actually happening. They don't want to confront it. The mainstream media that work with them won't cover it. And this is a massive national security crisis. It's the biggest national security risk we face as a nation, and they're willing to endure it. Again, they're exploiting this. And I think what you continue to touch upon in the previous segment, we talked about the Biden Family Crime Syndicate. They're an exploitative group. They're willing to exploit the American public. They're willing to exploit their office. And the way you laid it out, Ben, maybe even their own family members.
Lastly, I want to move to the economy for a second, Senator. We've got a real problem with inflation. We have a real problem with our economy right now. We have twice as many people sitting out of work than the number of job openings that we have right now. There is a crisis when it comes to finding people that are even willing to work. The Democrats accomplished their goal of getting people addicted to government aid. That's very clear now. Now we've got inflation. We have the interest rates that have almost doubled in the last several months on home loans. This is changing people's buying power. This administration still spending, and the Democrats are still spending money like drunken sailors. And it's putting us into, now they want to give out all this money for people with college loans, right? So you don't have to pay them off. And that's just bribing people, I think, to vote for them in the midterm elections. Yes. Is there any way to bring in government spending at any point in the near future, or is this just going to be a ticking time bomb that will explode and destroy our economy?
Well, if you think about it, since I arrived in early last year, the Democrats have used a tool called reconciliation, which is a misnomer again in Washington. They've used this. It's a means for them to go through with a single party line vote, not any Republican support, but 50 Democrats plus Kamala Harris. And they've been able to ram through. They did a $1.9 trillion so-called COVID relief package that had very little, if anything, to do with COVID relief. And we found out later that we didn't even have testing supplies and PPE where it should have been. I mean, this is all about them ramming through more and more spending, creating more and more government dependence. They were even sending stimulus checks to people in jail, incarcerated people. This is their game plan, and they're talking about using it again. They're talking about using it again, and until we regain control of the Senate, and that's not going to happen until the election's in November and we take back the gavel in January, they're going to look at this as a path to continue to just recklessly spend and spend and spend. And we're going to be fighting at every turn. If you think about what's happened with Title 42, for example, we've been able to pull some Democrats over with us. You think about what happened with blowing up the filibuster. We were able to pull Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema over with us. We're going to keep working to do that. But it's going to be a fight till the end of this year, no question about it.
Last question. I do want to get your thoughts on the Supreme Court leak. We do know that Chief Justice has said there will be an investigation. Will Congress be involved in having their own investigation into that leak that was unprecedented, that has been cheered and not condemned by the White House or any Democratic leadership so far?
Yeah, it's amazing that Democrats are going to be silent on this. Another attempt to destroy yet another institution of America. This time they're trying to destroy the Supreme Court. They're willing to do this to get their way. I was pleased to see Justice Roberts saying that he's going to have an investigation. I've been a business leader. If you're the CEO of an operation, and if I were Justice Roberts, I would have had everybody in there that night as soon as it was discovered. Get your cell phones out. Let's see your computers. I would have had everything. To find out, we're going to stay here till we get to the bottom of who did this. They have allowed the Supreme Court to now become, weaponized again. What they're trying to do is put pressure on the justices to overturn what they think will be a verdict that's favorable to overturning Roe v. Wade, which is, in my view, a very poorly decided case a long time ago. I'm certainly pro-life. The outcome there is something that the Democrats hate. And they're going to use that to again try to make another excuse to blow up the filibuster this year. I fully expect that as well. So we're going to have to be ready on all fronts. I think the Supreme Court is the logical place for this investigation to start, but we need to be looking at ourselves at what's taking place here and any sort of oversight mechanism that we can get. Certainly after November, we need to exercise it.
Senator, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you for talking with us on these very important issues, and good luck fighting this fight because it's a tough one. Thank you, sir. Somebody decided on the left to leak the document, leak the opinion that was being written at the Supreme Court. They knew that if they leaked this document, it would put the lives of Supreme Court justices and their families at risk, and they didn't care because they're about mob rule. And if you don't think Democrats are advocating and supporting this unprecedented leak at the Supreme Court, which completely, by the way, undermines the rule of law at the Supreme Court, I want you to listen to what Chuck Schumer had to say. He said, this is a day we never thought would happen. But now that it has, with Roe v. Wade, we're going to fight.
This day would never come. But this day has come, and we will fight it all the way.
There it is. We will fight it all the way. Now, he says it this way for obvious reasons. He's ready for a fight. And whoever the Democrat was that leaked this, whichever person it was that leaked this, it is very clear. It is very obvious. They knew what they were doing and they didn't care. Now, Republican leader Mitch McConnell came out and had a lengthy statement. A statement that I think was one of his best statements I've ever heard him talk about or say. And I want you to hear what he had to say in response to this unprecedented move for mob rule, anarchy, and the attacking of the justices on the court that they disagree with. Now, let me also say something else. There's been a big lie going around for the last several hours. A lie, really, since this broke, the news broke, and Politico broke the news, which they should have, by the way, never, ever have run with. And this idea is that abortion is going to be illegal in this country because of Roe v. Wade being overturned. That's just not true. There are going to be abortions that are going to be allowed in the United States of America in liberal states. This is about a states' rights issue. The federal government should have never gotten into the business with Roe v. Wade the way that they did. They should have made it a states' rights issue. And that's all that has happened here is they're returning this to states. There are liberal states that are going to allow for abortions. They're going to allow for abortions on demand. Now, that will be challenged, but it will still be abortions that are going to be able to be allowed in the United States of America. So when you hear people saying that they're going to ban abortions and people are going to go to back alleys and they're going to die, right, to fearmonger you into thinking, well, we should just keep abortions, know that they're lying to you. Listen to what the Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Republican Party in the Senate, had to say earlier.
For years, the radical left has attacked the institution of the Supreme Court. Last night, it appears their campaign hit a new low. Historically, the justices, clerks, and staff have prized and protected the court's confidentiality. The justices must be able to discuss and deliberate in an environment of total trust and privacy. Americans cannot receive a fair trial if politicians, pundits, bullies, and mobs get a say in court. Judicial independence is vital, but the far left has spent years shamelessly attacking it. Democrats in Congress have endorsed plans for partisan court packing. They've sent the justices threatening legal briefs. They've scheduled sham hearings to smear judges. In 2020, the Senate Democratic leader marched across the street to the court and shouted threats at multiple justices by name if they didn't rule how he wanted. In 2018, activists literally chased senators around the Capitol. And now, last night, a shocking, shocking new breach. Likely somebody inside the court itself, leaked a confidential internal draft to the press, almost certainly in an effort to stir up an inappropriate pressure campaign to sway an outcome. The radical left immediately rallied around the toxic stunt. The cheerleaders for partisan court packing applauded what they suggested was the work of, quote, a brave clerk, making a last-ditch Hail Mary attempt to cause a political firestorm and cause the court to reconsider. Liberals want to rip the blindfold off Lady Justice. They want to override impartiality with intimidation. They want to elevate mob rule over the rule of law. The same political movement that used a leak to move up the timeline of Justice Breyer's retirement process is trying to use yet another leak to make the court less secure and less impartial. Never before in modern history has an internal draft been leaked to the public while the justices were still deciding a case. Never before. Whoever committed this lawless act knew exactly what it could bring about. The justices already require security. Less than 2 weeks ago, an unbalanced person lit himself on fire on the court steps. Less than 3 years ago, a liberal mob tried to storm the court, shoving past law enforcement and pounding on the doors. Look, everybody knows what kind of climate the far left is trying to fuel, one that is antithetical to the rule of law. Right on cue, top Democrats began publishing wild statements about what the court might decide, packed with using unhinged rhetoric that could easily incite, light a match. So what else happened? Activists flocked to the court. An angry crowd surrounded the court, chanting justices' names. There are renewed calls to smash the institutions of both the Senate and the court at the same time. One of the court's most essential and sacred features was smashed just to buy the outraged industrial complex a few extra days to scream nonsense about what the court might rule. This lawless action should be investigated and punished to the fullest extent possible. The fullest extent possible. I'm certain the Chief Justice will seek to get to the bottom of this. If a crime was committed, the Department of Justice must pursue it completely. So listen, I want all nine justices to know there are still principled senators who have their backs no matter what. There are still some people in this Capitol and a majority in the Senate whose support for the rule of law is not conditional. Not conditional. The court should tune out the bad faith noise and feel completely free to do their jobs. They should follow the facts and the law wherever that leads. As I've warned in the past, courts bowing to activist pressure would never enhance judicial legitimacy. It could only erode it, and the hostage takers would never settle for half a loaf.
Mitch McConnell, absolutely right. The Supreme Court and the way that these people went rogue, leaking this opinion that shows that they will overrule Roe v. Wade, is clearly done with the intent, at the bare minimum, of putting so much pressure on maybe a justice who is on the quote-unquote fence, right? Maybe, keyword, maybe on the fence, into changing their vote. That's objective number one. Number two is to try to intimidate them. This is no different than juror intimidation, right? You find jurors, you threaten things, you threaten their family, you tell them you're going to come after them, or you play on their conscience that people are going to die because of the decision they make. We've seen this happen all over the country, where there are people that are willing to convict a police officer of something just because they don't want riots and looting in their city. They don't want people to die in their city. It is pressure, political pressure, in a disgusting form. And that is exactly what happened there. This is unprecedented. Now, the person who did this, and apparently the FBI is now looking into this, and I hope that the FBI actually is unpartisan and does their job to find this leaker, because they will be able to figure it out. And I hope that's exactly what happens here. It is exactly, by the way, what needs to happen. But what we have witnessed, right, what we have watched, what we have seen from the left is they are willing to destroy anyone's life, including Supreme Court justices, and put their lives at risk so that they can hold America hostage. This is no different than what they did to Donald Trump with Russian collusion when they knew the entire time the story was crap. Make no mistake that leaking of the SCOTUS decision is unprecedented. And it was obviously done by a liberal justice to pressure one of the conservatives to change their mind. And the left will stop at nothing to protect their right to murder the innocent. This is just the beginning for them, and it's going to get very, very ugly. It's going to get demonic. As one person said online, if they overturn Roe v. Wade, it's about to hit a wild you've never seen before. That is a threat from Democrats. Make sure you share a podcast. Please write us a 5-star review so that more people will actually hear today's podcast. Please let your family and friends know about it. Hit that subscribe or auto download button. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.